بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: عظني وأوجز. فقال: إذا قمت في صلاتك فصلي صلاة مودع، ولا تكلم بكلام تعذر منه غدا، وأجمع الإياس مما في أيدي الناس. رواه أحمد. Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala says, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, give me some advice. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let that advice be brief and concise. So the Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was honest, he was sincere. He required advice and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him a brief advice. The advice should not be long. If the advice was very long, it will be difficult for him to practice upon it. He wanted something upon which he could practice. And these were Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that they were sincere in the question and in the quest. Whenever they made a request to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they asked him something, it was not just to gain some knowledge, but to bring that into practice. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice and let it be brief. In other words, so that I could practice upon that advice. So Rasulullah gives him three advices. Three simple advices, but extremely beneficial, extremely important. Number one, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ. When you stand up for salat, then perform salat like the salat of one who is bidding others farewell. Ulama have explained, one meaning is, a person who is bidding farewell, meaning he is bidding farewell to the dunya. So he has removed dunya from his heart. Now imagine the type of salat, when you are standing up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have taken out, you have removed dunya from your heart, as though you have bid farewell to dunya. You have sent dunya away and I am now on my journey. So now when you are standing, you've got no dunya in your heart. And the other meaning, which is very similar, Rasulullah when he said, فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعٍ, read the salat of that person who is bidding farewell. Well, who is he bidding farewell? He's bidding farewell to the entire world. In other words, as though now I'm leaving this world. I'm departing from this world. So what does it mean? They read the salat of that person who is now leaving this world. This is his last namaz. If the doctors have to tell any person who is sick that you've got few minutes left now to survive and you can read namaz now. So imagine that type of salat, when a person knows definitely after a few minutes now he's going to leave this world. With what concentration, what devotion, what khushu, what khudu. So every namaz we read, if we read in this way, that as though this is going to be my last namaz, I may not get a chance or I might not get a chance to read another salat. So this is the last salat of my life, after which I'm going to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the takbir at tahrima will take us so long to say it. The surah Fatiha will read so long and properly. Our ruku will be done properly. Our sajda, our qiyam, our qoma, our jalsa. So this is important when we read salat, as though we're bidding every person farewell, and this is our last salat. Then the second advice, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Do not utter any word, do not say anything regarding which you will regret the next day. Now how often we blurt out things, we don't think, and we just say something, sometimes in a joke, or sometimes seriously, but the next day we regret having said those things. We have some dispute at work or at home and we see some very harsh things. At that time we didn't think. And later on when we reflected and when we pondered, or when we saw the consequences of what we said, how often a person, husband, in anger of course, is tells his wife certain harsh words, or he blurts out the word talaq and now he regrets, why did I divorce my wife? Why did I say such a word? I didn't really mean to have given her divorce. So when we are speaking, Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, Pehle tol, Phir bol. So simple. Weigh your words first. Measure your words. Think before you ink. Think before you speak. If a person will take a few seconds to ponder and reflect before he says anything, then inshallah he won't say anything that will hurt any person's feelings. He'll be very cautious. Rather a person speaks less than just saying anything. Many people have the habit of just speaking anything. Now when that becomes a habit, then you don't realize how many people's feelings you are hurting. And you are saying things out of turn. Which there's no benefit, not even dunya benefit also. So inshallah, Rasulullah SAW had mentioned another hadith, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Control your tongue. This is the lesson of Ramadan. We are fasting. Let us try and exercise these type of important advices of Rasulullah SAW. Our salat we are reading now, as though it's going to be our last salat. And when we speak, let us think before we just blurt out anything, so that we don't regret the next day. And the last advice Rasulullah SAW gave him, وَأَجْمِعِ الْإِيَاسَ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Have no hopes in the possessions of people. In other words, you may have a friend, you may have a cousin, a relative, who is very wealthy, he's got a lot of material possessions. So now if you have hopes that he'll give you those things, and at the time of want, if you are thinking he's going to give you, but he does not give you. So all your hopes are shattered. You had so much of hopes and you placed all your trust on those things which belong to somebody else, thinking that you will also enjoy those, the benefits of those things. But when it came to the point when you required those things, suddenly you did not find those things. So what's going to happen? You're going to be full of despair. You're going to lose hope. Therefore, Rasulullah says that don't worry and don't let your glance go towards the people's possessions. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus your gaze on Allah. Hazrat Arif Billah Zakim Sahib rahmatullahi used to say that your eyes should be at Jariya Majra al-Qada. Look at the one that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose hands is all decisions, in whose hands are the keys of all treasures. So only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have hopes in Allah. Thereafter Allah ta'ala makes the plan and uses some person the means for you to acquire them. But if you're going to have all the hopes on some person, that perhaps he'll give me this or he'll lend me this, and when he does not give you, now you're left in a lurch and now you cannot accomplish your task. You sit down with all your hopes shattered. So these are simple advices. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Our salat must be as though it's the last salat. And let us think before we speak. And let us not have hopes in the possessions of people. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.